Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and get this thing started here. First of all, thank you, everyone, for dialing in on a Sunday night. Listen, we were honored to be asked to host this the Sunday night team business builder call for Brian McClure tonight. And, you know, we were talking to him about what kind of call we wanted to be, and we decided that it would be great to actually just interview some movers and shakers, some people that are just, you know, absolutely killing it here in this business, who just really haven't even skipped a beat since they made it to executive consultant. So thank you guys for showing up. Thank you to Brian for asking us to host this call and just keeping this just hugely valuable resource going for all these years. Listen, you know, we always like to say that Saturday is the beginning of our ambit week, because you know, Friday represents, you know, what you accomplish and what you're going to get paid for the previous week. But then Sunday is kind of our planning day of, you know, listen, let's get, you know, we rested today. Let's get into the mindset and get ready to crush it again next week. So, again, thank you, everybody. So we're going to go ahead and get this started. So I asked a couple of our leaders, our executive consultants that just happen to be in our downline to come online tonight, and we're going to do a Q&A and just kind of pick their brain a little bit on really their journey through Ambit Energy, and hopefully kind of along the way, you know, something that they say, you know, will help you in your business, because, you know, each of us have a different path to where we're at currently at, and I know for sure all of them, you know, had a different path to get to executive consultant. So we're gonna interview the 2021 EC Power Team winners, Julia and Emerson Fuentes, and then we've also got Pure Energy Award winners Jeremy and Miyoshi Hennessy on the line, and a 2021 Pure Energy Award winner Aldridge Jack. And listen, the reason I chose these three couples, or these three individuals in particular, is because you literally can't get on Facebook without seeing one of these guys standing between someone, or, you know, beside someone that they're actually sponsoring. So we're going to pick their brain a little bit. So guys, if you can do me a favor, *53 should unmute you so that we can do questions. So let me know who's here. Julie Emerson, you guys here? *53, text me if you guys can't get on for some reason. Hold on. All right, hold on for a second. All right, so we're going to try to unmute real quick. All right, hold on for one second. Okay, hold on. Yeah, okay, you can press *1 to unmute yourself, guys. Hold on. All right, try *1, guys. Okay, so while we're testing this out here, I got Rose trying to unmute. Okay, all right, hang on. We're just going to go ahead and go on the honor system. All right, everybody, just make sure your phones are muted. We're just going to go ahead and mute the line so that I can ask these guys questions. Hang on.
Last second.
All right, guys, press *1 and mute yourself and mute yourselves. Everybody except for Julie Emerson, Jeremy, and Miyoshi, and AJ, please. So mute yourselves. So Julie Emerson, are you here?
Yes, sir. We were
trying.
Awesome. Sorry about that. All right, Jeremy and Yoshi, you guys here.
Yes, we are here.
Awesome. And AJ, you here?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Okay, so everybody else, do me a favor and please mute yourselves because you're definitely going to want to hear what these guys have to say. So I kind of gave you guys a little bit of an introduction, but go ahead and Julian Emerson, kind of introduce yourselves for the people that don't know you. Kind of let them know a little about yourselves. Give me about, you know, 30 seconds or so.
All right. Well, yes, me and my wife, we do this business since 2016. We were introduced to this business by Mr. Joshua Duncan, which is an EC right now. And at the time, my wife was the one that pushed me into doing this business. And, I mean, after she saw the business, she didn't want to do it. But then, you know, ambition came, and she really started to wanting to focus on this on this business.
Yeah, this is Julia. If you can push mute, please. It is very loud. But as Emerson said, we did join this business in 2016. I was bored and broke working as a banker, and I was definitely looking to make some extra cash to get me home, to have that time freedom and financial freedom that everyone looks for. As you know, I've sold every lotion and potion and magic pill, as Rose says, and none of those products ever made me, I would say, real money. After saving $160 on my electricity bill, I had a cow. So 5 months later, we started plugging in the amazing system that Ambit has for us. Fast forward to now, we became executives, and now we're just helping other people grow their business as well.
All right, guys, I just sent you guys the moderator code. All of you guys, go ahead and log back in. I'm going to go ahead and mute real quick. Okay. All right. So sorry about that. I thought it was star six to unmute, but apparently that's not working. So if you didn't hear that, Julian Emerson, we're sponsored by Joshua Duncan. While we're waiting for them to get back on, I'm going to do a couple of announcements real quick so that you guys know kind of what's going on, especially if you're here in the greater Houston area. We do have an Ambit Power Rally, a live Power Rally coming up that Julian Emerson won for October 5th. So they won the EC Power Team at Ambition 2021. And for that, Corporate's going to come out here and take care of everything. They're going to put on a live Power Rally. If you guys haven't seen it, the flyers are up on Facebook. But it's at the Hilton Houston West Chase. Guys, let me know when you guys are in. It's at the Hilton Houston West Chase right here in Houston, Texas. Woohoo! Awesome. I can hear you. And that's going to be October 5th at 7:30 p.m. Now, I'm going to try to work some magic for those of you guys that aren't here in Houston, Texas, and see if we can live stream that event. And if you haven't seen the flyer yet, we're going to have national consultant Justin Title. He's going to be speaking at the meeting. National consultant Ray Perez, national consultant Tian Bui, Rose and I are going to be there. Joshua Duncan is going to be speaking at the presentation. Maria Gomez is going to be there. So that's your speaker lineup. And that's going to be emceed and basically hosted by Julian Emerson Fuente. So, Julian Emerson, if you guys are here, Julia, re-give your testimony because it was kind of caught chopped up a little bit by the people that weren't muted. But, and then we'll jump into some questions here. I'm going to have Jeremy and Miyoshi and AJ, if he's here, go ahead and introduce himself. So, Julia, finish your intro, and then we'll jump over to Jeremy and Miyoshi.
Hey, thank you, Kevin and Rose Duncan. Woo! What a great and amazing way to end our Sunday, guys. This is a new week. I am Julia Fuentes, alongside with my handsome husband, Emerson Fuentes. We joined this business in 2016. And as I said before, I was a bored and broke banker for about 18 years. I know, guys, I look almost like 25, maybe. And I was just looking for that financial freedom and time freedom with our family. So back then, work always won instead of trying to go to any game of our kids. And We just wanted to have more time, buy our time back. So once we got into this business, it wasn't really for me in the beginning, but after saving $160 on my electricity bill, I had a cow, right? So imagine how many people we can bless by just putting money back into their pocket. As you know, before, Rose always says she's worked every she's been in every lotion and potion and magic pill business before. I have too. So we can definitely relate in so many different levels. We even almost sound the same, as you can tell. Now, fast forward, you know, we became executive consultants, have our amazing leaders, the Duncans beside us, and our amazing team that are on the call, and we are so excited to hear from them and so honored to be on this call that Brian provides and Kevin and Rose are able to lead tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. All right, Jeremy Miyoshi, you guys able to get in? All right, Emerson, call them up and make sure they can get in. What day are you in?
Yeah, they just got the moderator code. I don't know why they didn't get it before, but they got it.
Okay. AJ, are you in?
Yes, I am here.
Awesome. All right, quick introduction of yourself, man. Maybe 30 seconds.
Okay, so my name is Aldridge Luther Jack. My nickname is AJ, which stands for Awesome Job. I was shared this wonderful opportunity thanks to Juliet Emerson at the gym at 24 Hour Fitness. She told me that she needed help, with her niece and nephew with tutoring, and that was the compliments besides working out is what she told me. I was passionate at the time when I was a school teacher about tutoring. So fast forward 3 weeks later on, she finally built the courage to call me up. She told me that, I asked her for what I needed to look at the analysis of her niece and nephew. And then from there, she told me she was really passionate about something that may or may not change my life, but she said it was something that she knew that could help me, that changed her life. And so I told her as long as it wasn't Primerica, because I had two bad experiences before, then I said I would take a look at what she's doing. And then fast forward from there, once she showed me exactly the visual presentation video, and then she showed me the magazine with Rose and Kevin on the outside and got them on the phone, it was a no-brainer that I signed up. And right now, we're growing a great team with the help of everybody up our upline.
That's awesome. All right, great. Thank you very much, AJ. He is definitely someone to know, you guys, so keep an eye on him. And Jeremy Miyoshi, are you on?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Awesome. All right, kind of same thing.
Give us a quick,
awesome. Quick, give us a quick intro, introduction to you guys for the people out here that don't know you guys.
Well, we are Executive Consultant Jeremy and Mimi Hennessy from Houston, Texas. For those that don't know my story by now, I was introduced to this opportunity at 5 o'clock in the morning on the treadmill at the gym by no other than who? Julia. So it definitely was something that was destined to be. Me, Julia, and Emerson, we was all circling one another lives for months after months at the gym. Never said nothing to either one of them. But eventually, destiny had brought us together, and we jumped off. Actually, I did not show up for two invites, but 8 months later, it definitely came to meet us again. So now we are definitely glad we made the opportunity to meet and join Abbey Energy.
That is awesome. All right. Well, listen, sorry about the late start. So we're going to jump right into some of these questions that I actually have for you guys. See if we can, really give some of these folks that are listening some knowledge. So I'm gonna do this for Julie and Emerson. I'm gonna ask you the first question. So and it's going to be one or both of you guys. So what was the biggest obstacle? Think about your AMIT journey, right? What was the biggest obstacle that you had to overcome? And how did you overcome it? Yeah, Emerson, go ahead and go first.
All right. My biggest obstacle is obviously talking to people. That was my biggest fear at the time because, I just didn't speak to anybody. I'm just very observant. I remember Julia just called me out one time when I was training at the gym. I was trying to train clients, and I just couldn't get anybody because I wasn't going out to talk to them, right? So Julia asked me one time, she's like, hey, if you want to get clients, you got to go talk to them. Do you want me to go talk to them? That kind of like, stuck with me, but still, I was still afraid to do that. So That was my biggest obstacle for me, you know, trying to do that. And how I got out of it was self-development. We talk about that, you know, in our team meetings, self-develop yourself. And I mean, you start building your skills through that, right? I wake up in the morning, praise God. You know, that's the first thing I do. And then I watch motivational videos, right? But how do I get to talk to people? How did I learn how to talk to people? I could tell you one thing. I went out and got a job through Lyft. Why? Because I get to talk to people and put them in my truck. And now this was, you know, pre, you know, pandemic and all that, right? This was back in 2018. And that's how I got started talking to people and really got it in my head that, hey, it's just talking to someone and a stranger that you're never going to see again.
I could tell you my obstacle, Kevin and Rose. My first one was just when we first promoted, I'm very, very coachable. So I always love talking to people. So I didn't have really that problem. But once we became a regional, I didn't understand the concept of, you know, we had to start over again to become a senior consultant. So I was like, man, we got to like start over. So that was something that mentally played like a little thing in my head. And I was like, okay, so now we really got to find some serious hitters. So finding those ace that the leaders talk about, right, in your deck. You know, we found two of them that are on the call right now, AJ and Jeremy. But if you didn't talk to enough people, you know, you're not going to find your ace. You may, but it definitely is a numbers game, just like anything out there. So if you need more courage to talk to more people like Emerson did, definitely keep on pushing to get that ace because it will get you where you need to go.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Jeremy, you're next, man. What was the biggest obstacle that you had to overcome on your AMIT journey, and how did you overcome it?
All right. Well, my obstacle was kind of like my portion is just like kind of like Emerson was talking and learned that concept. So I did a deep dive into myself and realized what I really wanted and trying to find my power voice. And I say power voice because everybody has one. It may be different, but I had to find out what can I do, what can I say to empower others while I'm doing what I'm doing. So through motivation and self-development books and seminars, scattered throughout the journey, of course, I was able to kind of find that. And I'm not saying I'm a master of it now, but it definitely has helped me go out there and speak to more people and accepting the flaws along the way. I think a lot of people, they beat themselves up and try to be perfect. And I've realized that I bombed a lot of invitations, a lot of missed opportunities. I definitely know I have. And I kind of just go back and kind of revisit that and don't be so hard on myself. I know that's one kind of the things that a lot of people in this business, especially in the beginning, can be very hard on themselves. So don't beat yourself up because you probably missed an opportunity. Just keep on going because you get better and better with time.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Hey, Miyoshi, go ahead.
All right. So I just kind of want to piggyback off of that. The same with me, except it was really needing that accountability partner because my struggle was trusting the process. I know we always say trust the process, but in the beginning it was hard for me because I need to see consistency in, you know, the work that we were doing and seeing the results. And when you see those drops and you know, 1 week you don't get any customers at all or you don't get any consultants at all, and you know, I really needed to have that support, you know, behind me, which included, you know, Jeremy and then, you know, you and Kevin and Rose and Julian Emerson, definitely, because we got discouraged along the way, but we needed that team to be able to pull us back up and say, hey, remain consistent. You guys can do it. Keep pushing. This is just a season. You're going to get through it. And those words really, really helped. Because it does get hard. You do get discouraged along the way. But to be able to have someone that has your back and someone to lean on or somebody or accountability, that played a really, really strong piece in our journey. So that's what I had to struggle with. But now We know what it feels like. We've experienced it. And so that's why we can boldly say, definitely trust the process.
Love that. All right. Hey, AJ, same question.
Okay.
What's the biggest obstacle you had to overcome and on your journey, and how did you overcome it?
Okay. So just a little bit about me. People don't know my background is that I was a top elementary school teacher in HISD. So I taught school to elementary kids all the time. So for me, it was when I worked at my first school, I know that Julia and Emerson kind of shared the opportunity with me and gave me tips on what to do. I was a little bit hard-headed at first. So I tell people, honestly, I didn't honestly trust the process. I thought I could just go in there and tell my colleagues, like, hey, during the summertime, I'm making some extra money. I'm working, you know, as an energy broker. You know, I'm educating people on electricity. And they told me, no, you didn't go to school to be an energy broker or to educate people on electricity. You went to school to be a teacher. So I went to Rose, I remember, and I said, Rose, I kind of like went to her, like, say, what am I doing wrong? What could I do better to make sure that I'm successful in this business? Because this is my first time doing network marketing. And so she told me, like a principal always do when you reflect, she goes, how did Julia get you in the business? You have to think about that first. So I had to think about that for a moment. And then I told Rose, I said, well, how she got me in the business was she gave me compliments. And then she basically told me she needed help with her niece and nephew on tutoring. So when I reflected on that, I realized that when I was targeting people, when I went to my new school, I would rely more on my upline. And that was the struggle that I would not just tell them everything at first. I started telling Julia, like, hey, I talked to Miss Montoya. Miss Montoya complained that she needed to make some extra money. I told Miss Montoya I started working the side hustle. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in training, but can I get you to on the phone either with Julia or can she meet us after school at a Starbucks by the school so she can explain what we do? And once we started that system in place, me and Julia would do that routine at nighttime before the next day would come up. That's when I successfully was able to start recruiting some of my colleagues from school and also a lot of the strangers that I was prospecting at the time, too. That's when I became more successful.
Ooh, that's awesome. All right, guys, remember that. How did the person that talked to you got you in the business? That's a great piece of advice, AJ. So, all right, we're going to keep this going here. Now, all you guys, you're all executive consultants. Huge congratulations on getting to that spot. But, you know, you guys have overcome a lot of challenges along the way to get where you guys are at. I'm going to ask you kind of a deeper question, right? So what are one or two things, knowing what you know today, what are one or two things that you have learned along the way? What are one or two things that you wish you would have learned back when you were new? Think about everything that you went through. If you could go back and give yourself two pieces of advice back to MC or RC days, what are one or two things you would actually tell yourself or advice you would give yourself that might have made your journey a little bit easier?
Well, for me, it's start faster. When we first started the business, I mean, it took us 5 months to get to RC. So if we would have plugged in, went head on, you know, that's going to be my second one, right? Plugging in because it was 5 months before we went to our first VP. So imagine that, you know, if we would have went right away, just like Jeremy and AJ went right away. Who knows where we would have been? We would have gotten the EC faster. So for us is, for me, it was plugging in and starting faster.
And for me, definitely plugging in. And the other one is listening more, you know, building that relationship first. Cause you know, as you can know that me and Rose always say, you know, we can get a C number in 6 minutes, which, you know, we've done before, but it's really listening to what the people really want. Instead of being so excited and talking about like deregulation free energy, we're in Canada and Japan. We're so confused. We're confusing the person already and they don't even understand us. So if you just listen to really what they have to say, relate to them, just like, you know, I did with AJ and talking about his tutoring business, then once they can find that you really care, then they'll sit down and want to listen to you and see what you have to say.
Ooh, awesome. All right, Jeremy, kind of same thing, right? What are the one or two things that you wish you would have learned back when you were brand new to Ambit or implemented back when you're brand new to Ambit?
I wish I would have acted upon my Mamba instincts. For those that don't know what that is, that's that Kobe Bryant mentality, that go after it and just kill it. A lot of people want to take it easy and hold back and play it safe. And don't play it safe. Go after those sharks. Go after the ones you're scared to talk to, because you everybody knows them. They have them on their list and in their lives, but they're afraid to ask for a bill. Even ask to look for look at the presentation. Don't be afraid of that. If I would have been more bolder than it and knew how simple and easy it was to go out and talk to them, we would have been farther along the way now. Not saying that we're not, but I'm so glad that we lost that fear and just have that Mamba mentality just to go after it. Those that play sports, they know what I mean.
And for me, it's really, I don't know if anyone's remembered that the movie Titanic, and while they were on the boat, there was a soldier that said, you know, they were arguing on the boat, and he said, shut that hole in your face. So, you know, with me, I need to shut that hole in my face, because I talked way too much and dug myself into a big old hole that I couldn't get myself out of. So it was really, you know, I needed to shut my mouth. I was saying way too much. And I knew way too little. So it was kind of like you're trying to dig out and that dirt just keeps on coming. And, you know, but really I just needed to just keep it simple. Keep it simple, simple, simple. Don't make it complicated. Just, hey, I got something for you. Hey, give me your phone number. I'll hit you up. I got something for you. Hey, let me are you available at, you know, 7:30 for a meeting? Zoom. In person, you know, it's the quicker it was. What is that? What did we say? It's the three B's:
be bold,
bright, be gone, or be brief, be gone. Kevin, you say it the best.
Yep, you got it.
But it's that simple. It's that simple.
That is awesome. All right, AJ, same thing.
Okay, for me, I wrote it down while you were talking because you know my planner out, so. The first thing I would say is that when Julia mentioned to me how she did so much professional development, either watching some kind of YouTube video or doing something to make her think positive to get her day going, I realized that I was spending too much time because, you know, I'd be at school all day teaching kids after school at the tutoring business, and then I'll come home, I have to go want to watch, you know, like a reality show or go watch TV. And I realized when she told me she didn't watch much TV no more, I cut that out of my schedule. So me, we're focusing on more professional development. I gave up the cable TV. I gave up watching TV. I started reading more books, and I started listening to more YouTube motivational speakers like Les Brown, John Gordon, stuff like that. That was the first thing that kind of helped me stay focused on my why. And then the second thing was, I wish I would have had this book, the one I keep using right now, called Ninja Selling. And Ninja Selling's by Larry Kendall, and he teaches you an acronym called FORD. And FORD is F as in Frank, O as in Ox, R as in Rabbit, and D as in Dog. And that stands for Family or Friends, it's Occupational, it's Recreational, and Dreams. So when I'm talking to people naturally, I just ask them, like, Kevin, how's your family doing? He's going to tell me, and I'm actually taking notes while I'm talking to him face-to-face or on the phone. I ask him, what is your occupation? What do you do? He's going to tell me what he does. And then I ask him, what do you do for recreational? He's going to tell me what he's doing. And then I ask him, what are your dreams? And when he tells me that, I'm listening for two things, pain or pleasure. And whatever he says from there, that's when I get the courage to share the opportunity by ambit or either try to fix the problem of something that he said that eventually will get him to be my customer or a consultant. And that's how I'm very successful at this time with my team.
Ooh, that's awesome. All right. Well, so for those of you that are listening, if you haven't picked up on it yet, there's a lot of similarities, you know, between the answers that these leaders are giving. And again, they all went from MC, marketing consultant, zero customer, zero consultant, to executive. So I hope you guys are taking notes, because now we got an advice question that we're going to kind of throw at you guys, you know, just to see what kind of advice you can give to the listeners out there. You know, ambit's a fairly simple business, but it's not always easy, right? So here's an advice question based on today, right? Today's, you know, climate, today's world, the you know, what's going on right now with Vistra owning us and all that stuff. If you could you know, give the folks here on the phone some advice about team building, like building an actual, you know, functioning, you know, team of people that are duplicating. If you get some people with some advice on, you know, really kind of either how to get it started or how to keep it going, you know, what would it be? Because that's the whole key to this business is getting that team going.
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's just adapt to the situation. I mean, we grow in life, right? We have to adapt to whatever life throws at us, and the business is no different. So just adapt to the situations that come your way, regardless of what, you know, the economy throws at you or anything that's going on, right? So you got to adapt, right? And don't worry about, you know, what's going on. You know, you keep laser focused on what's in front of you and never look back. And I mean, that's and remember your why, right? So don't adapt. And then to team build, I mean, just make it fun. I mean, we do a lot of fun things, a lot of, you know, Alexa giveaways and just stuff like that to make it fun through Zoom, because that's, you know, that's how we meet as far as our team, right? So we just make it fun. Find a way to make it fun.
And my answer would be is, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So definitely we keep, you know, our team is like family, and whatever we do, you know, they know everything. So having them all plug into your Zoom during the week, and on the weekends we have a, you know, a Super Saturday, you know, everyone is plugged in. Like, we have all those giveaways that Emerson was talking about. We really love our team just like they are family. So when you keep them close, they're all going to go to the top with you. Mimi and Jeremy, are y'all there?
Yes, we're here. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, so my thing will be is everybody that's listening, throw any excuse out the door. I know that's a lot of number one thing that holds people back is excuses. Everybody has one. Matter of fact, I could have came up with an excuse why we couldn't get on this call tonight, but guess what? I made the effort to do so. It's cut into my Sunday night football games, but okay. Guess what? I made the effort. Because I'm just being real. You know, I try to make it realistic as I can. We have an excuse and can make an excuse for anything. But when it comes right down to it, you're either going to make an excuse or make it happen or find a way to make it happen. So building teams is definitely, you know, just show them what is it that you're wanting. Does your hunger matches your efforts? What's fueling your hunger? Can you expand your life with something that can bring you a value? Is that what you're looking for? So that's one of the main thing is leave those excuses alone. It does nothing for your bank accounts, but if you put forth the effort, it can explode them.
And my advice is to keep the momentum going. Keep the excitement. You know, they're joining you. They're, you know, whoever is joining your business is joining you, whether it be a consultant or a customer. The more that you have that excitement up, you're excited about your business, you're excited about your future, you're excited about the people that you're working with, people are going to feel that excitement. When you love what you do, it's no other comparison, and people can see right through that, guys. So, you know, if you're excited about what you're doing, you're going to have people that are going to join you along the way. They're going to be excited, too. So that's really important. That's the advice that I would give is keep that momentum going, keep the consistency, and keep the excitement going.
All right, AJ.
Okay, for me, and I think Kevin already knows it, what's funny about it is that I bought Kevin this book called The Energy Buzz, and it's funny that Scott Hudson was the one at Ambition that told everybody that's the most popular book to stay positive. And in my opinion, to do team building. So that's the book that I had been using already before I started Ambit, because when I went to my new school, that's the book that my principal got us exposed to. So for me, that's a book that I tell all my consultants, my teammates. I try to encourage them, say, if you have not got that book, check out The Energy Bus, and that's by John Gordon, and it's J-O-N, and his last name is Gordon, and Scott Hudson even talked about that book at Ambition this year. But I give people options. I've been giving people options. For example, I always tell people when they first come on, have you ever thought about a visual presentation opportunity that may or may not change your life? We have this on Mondays and Wednesdays. I tell people this is an option. So I give them two times they can get online. If I say you don't want to go online, then you can meet with me face-to-face. I meet face-to-face on Tuesday, or I do on Thursday with my team so they know I'm available. Usually Tuesdays is more hands-on from 5 to 8 o'clock, or it's a networking event at 8 o'clock. So if they want to know how to talk to people, how to get numbers, if they want to see me, they want to foreshadow me. So I give people options. I don't force people and say, you have to get on this Zoom. You have to get on this and that. I tell them, I say, hey, if you want to grow your business, I recommend you get on it. But I always say, have you ever thought about it? So when you give people options, to me, they're going to support you more, because at the end of the day, it's kind of encouraging them to do the right thing, but then they have the last say-so for the buy-in, if that makes sense.
That's perfect sense. I hope you guys are, again, taking notes, man. This is all great, great, great advice. So that's a little bit about the kind of the mechanics and a little bit a view into how they build their business. So I'm gonna end it with this last question, you guys. So there's events going on in Ambit Energy right now still from coast to coast. Some of them are Zoom meetings. Some of them are, Ambit Power Rallies that corporate sponsors, the online ones, and there's a few live power rallies that are coming up. The number one that I'm going to pitch right now is going to be the one right here in Houston, Texas, coming up on October 5th, thanks to Julian Emerson Fuentes for winning that EC Power Team. Woo! All right. So, all right. Yeah, and AJ's on the next virtual one coming up on Thursday, guys. So, there's a lot of stuff going on, but so take everything that you guys just talked about and talk to the folks on this call, and not just to them, but, you know, something that a piece of advice that you can even tell them to give to their current teammates and new ones. How important are these events for your business? And I heard Julia say something a little bit about that, but, you know, tell them in your own words, how important are all of the events that Ambit puts on, the local ones and the corporate ones, to your business?
Man, they're huge, right? I mean, remember, I just told y'all that, our first 5 months in our business, we didn't grow. Why? Because we did not plug in. We did not attend any BPs, any local trainings, any Ambit, sponsor trainings. We did not attend. But as soon as we did that, and the most important one was Ambition. Imagine if we did not attend Ambition. I mean, Julia came out like on fire after that event, right? And we only went the first 2 days. So imagine if we didn't go, right? But since then, since our first BP, we, as a collective team, it's either her, both of us, or myself, have not missed a BP, a corporate-sponsored event, or any local trainings from any, leaders that are in the Houston area or even Dallas area. So that's how huge it is. It just gives you the momentum. It gives you the positivity that you need to, start growing your business.
And for me, I mean, exactly what Emerson said, but, we didn't go to college, so we don't have no special degree and all that good stuff like, some people do. But honestly, you don't need that to be an Ambit. So I think of it as our Ambit college. If you have to treat your business like a real business, guys. It's only a $100 investment. For some of y'all, it was probably zero or maybe 400 back in the day, or three. I don't know how much it cost. But the main thing is treating your business like a business. So if you want to be successful in your business, what do you have to do? Plug in, right? If you're not plugging in, it is very hard to keep the momentum going, like Mimi said, because sometimes you do have your down days. Most of us that plug in are, uppers. We're going to keep motivating our team. We're going to get more consultants, more customers, because we're always excited. Ambit is growing. We're all growing. Our teams are growing. Our business is growing. So there's no other thing but to be excited. So make sure that you're plugging in, inviting your team to the business presentations on a weekly basis, and definitely do not miss the opportunity now that, you know, COVID is opening up once a month to get your team to the live events. And I highly recommend that y'all go to October 5th because we are the host. Woo!
That's awesome. All right, Jeremy Miyoshi.
All right. Importance of these events, you know, I mean, I got to keep it in the sports world because that's what I'm doing tonight. But if I could go back and experience the Houston Rockets championship in person rather than over TV, I think I would have felt it a little different and remembered different. And it's always something different in person. You know, if you could go and experience an MJ game in person than over the TV, you would get so much out of it. I'm definitely I'm a witness that it's important to plug in because it pays to plug in and have that hands-on and meet and see these faces that you see in magazines or on through the Zooms. I still get excited seeing just, I mean, regular people that we don't know but see on the Facebook and things like that when we come to Ambition and the simulcast. And I cannot wait to see everybody at Tuesday night's power rally. I already sent some texts out to some people I haven't seen in a while, and to some corporate leaders. I can't wait to see them because it's amazing things happen when you're all in one setting, in one place.
Yeah, and I agree. And also, you know, I think that it's a really great learning experience to be able to attend these events because the more that you go, the more you grow. I mean, it's a lot of things that I did not understand. I didn't comprehend. It took me like 16 million years to understand the five, you know, the 526, but I mean, the more that I plugged in, you know, I got it. I had to have some people break it down for me because it was something else. But but you know, it's really, really worth it to be able to, you know, get into these relationships with your leaders. You know, letting your, when you start growing your business and you start having team members and, you know, you have downlines, they're looking up to you. They're looking to you for, you know, for help and for support. They want to see you. They want to know that you're involved with them. Like I said before, they're joining you. They're joining you. Yes, they're joining the business, but they are joining you. So the more that you plug in, the more that you know, the more that you grow yourself, the more that you'll be able to reach down and help them. And then at the same time, our downline, man, they have helped us. They've been such a blessing to us and helping us understand some things and strategize, and it has been something else. But you got to plug in. You got to plug in. You got to be there. You got to show your face. It shows your effort. The more – what do we always say? The higher the effort, the what? More the blessing. Come on. But, yeah, that's all that I have.
All right, AJ.
Okay, and for me, I would say that people see me already get the Peer Energy Award on social media when I post. People saw me when I got my Super Bowl ring already. So I always tell people all the time, these events are very important to make sure you meet these people, especially that's on our downline or upline, that's from corporate. But I just say in the question to people, I say, have you ever thought about meeting people from my mastermind organization that got me this, helped me get this Peer Energy Award that you saw me accept across the world? Also, the Super Bowl ring that I actually received, and I tell people, I said, if you want to get the opportunity to see how I was able to be successful in this mastermind, you may want to check out something that I'm a part of that I think is a great thing. So for me, having a mastermind, like I tell people, is what I normally say. I say you get to meet especially the upline people, people that's on the team, see people have positive energy. They help you build momentum. And honestly, for me, the truth was I told Rose and I told Kevin, I told Julian Emerson, I said I wanted a Super Bowl ring and I wanted to be on the magazine. So far, I already got my ring so far. So I'm hoping and praying that Julian Emerson and Rose and Kevin, whenever they come back out the magazine, hopefully I'll get to be on the magazine. That was what I wanted to do from the get-go, and that's what I wanted to achieve, and that was my goal.
That is awesome. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wind this down, let you guys get back to your Sunday night. But I am going to just pitch some of the meetings. You guys should have got this email, but there's a lot of live meetings going on across the United States. Tuesday, obviously, we've got the one here in Houston, Texas. It's a live full business presentation at Power Rally. Corporate will be here. Eric, Daryl, Jeremy Ochoa, Again, I told you we're going to have Justin and Sherry Title, Julian Emerson Fuentes, me and Rose are going to be here. Joshua and Justin Duncan will be out here. Maria Gomez, Ray Perez, Ray and Tumba Perez, Shaquille will be out here, and Tian Bui. All right. So, but there's also live presentations. Duncanville, they're going to have one October 5th, and you can go on Power Zone and find these. You know, Houston, there's going to be a Spanish meeting October 6th. October 12th, there's a Dallas, Texas meeting. October 13th, another one up in Arlington, Texas. 19th is Chelsea, Massachusetts. 26th is McAllen, Texas. 26th is also going to be Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Champaign, Illinois is going to be Tuesday every single week. And so just my point is there's meetings upon meetings upon meetings. Go find out about them in Power Zone. So I'm going to turn this over to my wonderful better half and let her kind of close this out.
Well, the one I want to see you guys at is in Houston on Tuesday. Get to that one. That's the most important one for us locally. So if you're in a drive distance to that, get to it. Julian Emerson worked really hard getting their team plugged into those events. You guys, tonight was a perfect example of when, you know, the teacher becomes the student. I took so many notes. I learned so much. And, I mean, you would never know that there's an upline or downline in our organization, because around us, you know, we all learn from each other. But I will tell you that when you surround yourself with people that have dreams and desires and goals, you help them reach theirs and they'll help you reach yours. And that's just the way that it goes. So I'm so proud of every single speaker on this call. And just thank you so much for spending your Sunday to pour into us. You guys are definitely in my top five to hang out with. So thank you for upping our hotness points. I'll go ahead and let Kevin say bye. Thank you. Thank you. Julian Emerson, Jeremy Amimi, and AJ. Y'all rock.
Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and unmute the lines and let everybody thank you guys for some great advice.